Plans for the pipeline that would bring natural gas to Somerset County may be nearer to construction, but it's developing some opposition. Environmentalists criticize it for the natural gas that would come from fracking outside the state of Maryland. In our second segment, we talk with Chesapeake Bay Journal reporter Jeremy Cox about what he found as the pipeline appears to be getting closer to reality.
Maryland itself has a ban on fracking, which is the basic source for natural gas. And environmentalists say this runs counter to this idea of lowering greenhouse emissions.
Yes. that is the argument that the environmental community is making, that, you know, this gas wouldn't be available in Maryland if Maryland had to be the one that extracted it. So we're kind of offloading our environmental burdens onto another state, you know, in this case, like Pennsylvania, with its Marcellus Shale. So, that's an argument I think you're going to hear with this and continue to hear with this and other pipelines.
Do we expect any kind of local opposition? Is there any indication that there will be local opposition to this pipeline?
You know, I've been writing about this for a number of years, going back to when I was with the Daily Times even. And, you know, it was really hard at first to find, you know, people to talk about it. But as with a lot of things, the closer you get toward that finish line in the regulatory process, I think it starts to generate more concern. So that's one part of it. But another part is, you know, just in general, there is a lot of, all of a sudden in the last few years, a lot more attention being paid toward natural gas pipelines and this issue of fracked gas and environmental justice, where you saw the Atlantic Coast Pipeline that I mentioned earlier. The developers of that, Duke Energy and Dominion, ended up walking away from that because it was so tied up in lawsuits and delays. Now, there's no lawsuits here, but we've seen where the Chesapeake Climate Action Network has actually come across the bay and started to try to get people energized about it, and local Sierra Club chapter. Voices that we haven't necessarily heard before now starting to get louder here in ways that we haven't seen before.
Is there any indication what the city of Salisbury or Wicomico County, for that matter, feel about this pipeline?
I did reach out to some officials with the city of Salisbury, and at that time they said, you know, that they really had no comment on it. But you do see where, you know, individual elected officials have spoken up. So we have, you know, Josh Hastings in the article, county councilman, and Michelle Gregory with the city councilwoman. Both of them are Democrats, and so they've expressed opposition to it. And but the locals in Somerset, the county commissioners there, are very much in favor of it, have written letters of support. They see it as a big economic development win that they can offer future businesses, you know, access to natural gas, where, you know, Somerset is currently one of three counties in the entire state of Maryland where you can't get piped natural gas. And, you know, the economic development officials with Somerset County will tell you that's a box they can't check. And, you know, for some companies, that's a no-go.
Jeremy Cox, a reporter with the Chesapeake Bay Journal, was recently written about the latest developments in the plans for the pipeline. This is Don Rush for DeMarva Public Media.